We're about to deliver you all the best bits of Carrie and Tommy. But what about dinner? Say hello to HelloFresh Meal Kits delivered to your door with quick and easy recipes and fresh seasonal ingredients. You'll be serving up something delicious in no time. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.
Yes, it is. Happy Monday, guys.
Is it? Is it?
That's it. It is a happy Monday. I'm happy to be here.
I was really happy to be here. But they say that if you turn up late to something, there's two reasons. And the first might be that you don't respect yourself. Now, because I don't think that's not you. You've got a lot of respect for yourself, right? We all respect you.
When I was late today.
Yeah.
I was late today for the first time in 4 years. You're late every day.
That's actually not true.
Most days.
Sonda, I've been every day. I'm on time. I'm early. I'm usually the first here.
Okay. Well, normally.
You rocked up.
I was 20 minutes late to a meeting. Okay.
You were 23 minutes late to a 30-minute meeting.
Okay. I'm trying to save brain cancer. And that's what I was doing.
Oh, mate.
I was in a meanies for brain cancer meeting all morning. And what? So if you want to wonder what I was doing
What a card to pull out. Oh, well, guys, go on, try and criticise my tardiness, but I'm trying to save the world. So anyway, good luck now.
Maybe you're on time because you're not doing enough.
I'm not on time, thanks. I'm early, so I'm doing even less.
Go start a foundation.
I was going to use a piece of audio, but I don't think we're cooked here, aren't we?
No, use the audio.
Well.
Tell the people what's coming up on the show.
Well, none of it's relevant now. Biggers keeps trying to save the world later in the show, and I don't know. I do nothing. Stay tuned for that.
It's Carrie and Tommy right across the country for your Monday arvo. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. After 4 o'clock, we're going to find out what made Biggers do this.
What's happening? Stop this. This is just this is too much.
It was the result of you coming into a meeting very late and me having time to stew. Stew I did. Hey, Bickers, great chat with Sam Smith last week.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was really great.
I learnt so much. They were incredible.
It was obvious that you were not only having a good time but also a bit in awe, and I'm so glad the expectations I feel like for you were so high because you hold him on such a high pedestal.
Apologies.
Yes. And this is one of the things you talked about as well.
Yes, because Sam Smith is non-binary.
Yes.
Yes, and would like to be referred to as they.
As now. They. Yep. Yes, but you talked about how people get those confused.
Yes.
And they said understandable and they get them confused.
The most beautiful moment for me was when Sam said to me, and I know you're actually something else here, but just on that they, them thing, they said to me that when someone tries to use their pronouns correctly, they feel safe, they feel happy, and they feel seen.
Yes.
And I thought, if that's any reason to try, even if we occasionally stuff up, what better reason than to make someone feel like that?
I think it's also so lovely hearing someone talk about it in a positive way. I think so often there is just press around getting pronouns right that you don't hear someone talk about it from their own perspective. Mm. And so to put a human face to it that's smiling and saying, look.
And my mum stuffs up.
My mum stuffs up. And please just give it a go. And it's about intent and stuff like that, rather than just someone going, oh, they go by this name. Or thing. Anyway. It was great.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I think
something
it was a
makes me tell you this break isn't going to be about how great my Sam Smith interview was.
No, it's just I just couldn't believe it, because so often with celebrities that you love, you have a way of really just putting your foot in your mouth, like Liam Hemsworth, and you just went, yo, Liam, I got a Fitbit. Cool mum. Okay, cool. Great mum. Awesome stuff.
I did knock over a glass of water.
Did you?
Before interviewing Sam Smith.
I mean, that's not bad, though. That's just water. With with Margot Robbie, you asked her if she gets time to Netflix and chill with her hubby, forgetting that means root on the couch.
I didn't ask anything embarrassing, though, did I?
Well, with Katy Perry, you danced in front of her. Do you remember dancing in front of Katy Perry? Sam, I mean, I don't know. It was just a bit of audio that obviously I didn't hear before, but we do have it here. And this is, I assume, when you first walked in.
You look gorgeous.
I just was saying to the girls that I've got a pair of leather pants that I was meant to bring instead in the dark this morning. I grabbed my pregnancy ones that are ripped and got holes all the way through it. And I was like, I'll just cover it. You won't.
Did you wear your pregnancy pants to Sam Smith?
So and they had holes in them.
Did you wear
holes
your
in the crotch, in... hole in the knee.
Did you have nut holes in your pregnancy pants?
Not nut hole, just upper thigh.
Yeah, they're nut holes, mate.
I think I got itchy when I was pregnant. I used to scratched a hole. Because they were
Did you
really
tell
thin.
Him? No. Tell, they, God, that's... Yes.
I didn't tell Sam that I had scratched a hole in my
Sorry,
upper
Sam.
Crotch.
They're just nut holes because I've been scratching my...
No, Sam,
that's from when I was pregnant and I scratched my crotch so much that I've got holes in my pants. Anyway,
you
let's have this chat.
When you're pregnant and I had these stretchy black pretend leather pleather pants. And they were
mate,
in the back of my cupboard.
That's not overheating when you're pregnant. That's because pleather doesn't breathe. Who sells pleather pregnancy pants? Were they really pregnancy pants?
No,
or did you
I
just pull
them
the cushions out of a cheap couch and whack a leg in each end?
No, they were really thin. Anyway, it was dark when I was getting ready in the morning and I grabbed the wrong pair and then I was in the change room at the radio station getting ready going, oh, my gosh, I brought the wrong pants.
I'm in my pregnancy pants. Why have you still got your pregnancy pants?
And then
pants?
I thought, oh, well, Sam won't know. And then I thought... He will when I do. They will when I tell them.
Yes, when you tell them.
When I start an interview with, hey, look at my holes.
I scratched my holes. It's up to you. They're your pregnancy pants.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do your option of what we can take phones on here because I didn't know.
Oh, we're going
to
do phones?
Yeah, 131060. I thought simply, where did you wear your pregnancy pants? Is that a thing?
I still wear my pregnancy pants. Is that bad?
No.
They're so comfortable. I've got these pregnancy pajamas
but you've just
that
told
are three
us you've got
sizes
nut holes in
too
them.
Big and they yep. are glorious and they stretch right. right up under my boobs.
Great.
Oh,
great.
Amazing.
Where did you wear your
so
pregnancy
sexy.
Pants? Or where have you scratched
Certainly
a hole?
Certainly going to stop me getting pregnant again if I keep wearing
keep
my pregnancy
I don't know.
Pants.
If they've got easy access holes. 131060, give us a call. Where did you wear your pregnancy pants? Or what did you scratch a hole in?
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, we're asking on 131060.
You're asking.
Yeah, well, so you wore your pregnancy pants to interview Sam Smith.
I picked the wrong pants from my cupboard in the morning and they happened to be yes. my pregnancy pants with a hole near the crotch.
And it happened to be the first thing you said to Sam. He said, you're gorge. And you went, yeah. I'm wearing pregnancy pants. These are my pregnancy pants. And now I've got holes in the crotch
okay,
of my pregnancy
it.
Pants.
I know how bad I sounded. Yeah.
But then...
Something happens to me when I get in front of celebrities and I get all anxious and nervous.
Well, I said to Sonda before the show, I was like, when we were talking about it, I said, I didn't even know what pregnancy pants were. And she goes, oh, my God, pregnancy pants. Everybody is obsessed with pregnancy pants. And I said, so should we do calls about something broader? And she goes, no, just ask, where did you wear your pregnancy pants? And I said, will that get a lot of traction? And Son, you said, trust me, it'll get people going absolute bananas on the phones. And how many people have called?
This is the best phone we've ever done. We've got two and one of them is questionable.
Cool. Well, one of them's name's Kevin.
Do you know what's funny about the pregnancy pants?
Yes.
Is that I went into a store yesterday to buy normal jeans.
Yeah.
And their form of fashion now, these pants don't have buttons or zips. They just have a stretchy band.
Fat pants.
And I didn't buy them because they said they just remind me too much of my pregnancy pants. And they were like, yeah, a lot of people come and buy them for pregnancy pants. Do you want to do more pregnancy pants yet? It's as fascinating
Amber,
as that.
I did not know pregnancy pants are a thing.
Yes, they are extremely comfortable. As well.
Yeah, and so are you pregnant currently?
I was pregnant 3 years ago and I'm currently wearing
Amber.
My pregnancy pants.
Oh, you're currently wearing. Good on you, Amber.
Oh, you can just have a big lunch and you just feel
and
so
I was
free.
And I can say, unlike Carrie, I purposely picked them for comfort. So
Isn't that great? And Amber, have you scratched holes in your crutch of the pregnancy pants like Carrie has?
It's upper thigh.
Yes, sorry, nut holes.
No, yeah, I'm just wearing them with the shameless holes in the crutch.
Good on you, Amber. Thank you. Let's go to Kevin. I think that's our other option. G'day, Kevin.
Kevin.
How are you guys?
Oh, I'm living the dream, mate. Are you wearing pregnancy pants?
No, not currently, no.
Okay. What did you have to add?
But my wife, just like Carrie, she bought a pair of pyjamas and they are enormous. But every time she gets in them, when she walks around the house, she's got to hold them up. So that they don't fall down still.
Yeah.
And it just lights up her face. She looks so warm and I get jealous.
I think they make you feel lighter because they're too big. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
I feel like I should try and jump in there with her, but can't get that far.
Kev, we might be onto something. When you said I feel jealous, do you think, because at the moment pregnancy wear is only made for females.
And to be fair, there's a lot of men walking around with similar physiques.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I realised that you were running a little bit late today to the meeting, and so I hatched a plan, which resulted in you making these noises.
What's happening? is just insane. This is too much.
Cool, karma collected. You'll find out exactly what that was just after four.
But up next, what do I have in common with Oprah, Britney and Madonna?
Oh, my God.
I mean, so many things. It's really hard to narrow down to one.
You've shaved your head and had a breakdown? You're giving us all cars?
I'll fill you in next. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I feel like this is appropriate for the segment we're about to do.
Really? What we're going to put on leotards?
I don't know. Well, one of the women in this foursome is about to put on.
You guys are having a foursome? Did you say Madonna's in there?
Yep.
God. Room for the walking frame?
I was showing Evie Vogue the other day, still one of the greatest. Anyway.
You were showing Evie Vogue.
Yeah, because it came on the radio and then she was like, this is fun. I was like, isn't it? And then I was so proud of my daughter's taste in music. Okay. Anyway, I don't know if you've seen this vision of Oprah. At the moment, she's on a speaking tour at the moment.
Why is it? Why? Son and I were talking earlier. Why in this country is it so funny that when such an amazing person falls over?
I know.
It makes you go, ha, 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 ha.
I think it's because you have to listen to what Oprah was talking about at the time of taking a tumble. Listen for the words about balance. In fact, that's
the only word. It's almost scripted.
It is almost a comedy script. Yeah. And then she stacks it on stage. Have a listen.
Wellness to me means all things in balance. And balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times. Shoes.
How's the one male voice? You hear all this, and you hear this one man go, oh.
Wrong shoe, she said. I can feel her pain. I have fallen over on TV wearing the wrong shoes. Yes. So I do understand that. But she's not the only one that's been taking
Who's been stacking?
Madonna last week. Hers is a bit tougher to laugh at. In fact, a lot tougher.
Broke her pelvis or something?
Yeah, she's in a lot of pain.
Oh, is she actually?
Yes. She's broken down in tears on stage after falling off a chair. She's had all these knee injuries and stuff.
Yes, because she's 90.
Yeah, she's not 90.
She's close, isn't she?
No, she's not close. Where's the thing you gave me, Sonda? Oh, here it is. anyway, she had to come out and explain on Instagram what had happened because people were writing online about how she missed the chair and fell to the ground.
I mean, someone had to show her how to use Instagram.
And she said, I fell two nights ago on stage when a chair was literally pulled out from underneath me by the snake and I landed on the floor on my tailbone. I made it through the show last night, but just barely because I hate disappointing. However, today, even I can see that this broken doll held together with tape and glue needs to stay in bed for a rest a few more days.
She's got to stop. She's got to stop, mate. She always stacks. Remember at the award show when she stacked?
I know. No cape got
stacked. Yeah, okay. Got caught. Is it not? I went to a zoo safari the other day and I said, is there any clothes we can't wear? And they said, no, don't wear any animal print or capes. I thought it was so
specific. Imagine bringing a cape to
the zoo. I had to completely rethink my outfit.
Well, you have been doing a lot of magic tricks.
Oh, gosh, it's
soon
the best.
You'll be walking around with a cape. Yeah. Anyway, it's not just the oldies. The youngins are falling over as well. Britney Spears has shared a video.
Honestly, before I saw this bit happen, I was
watching this Britney video kind of lolling to myself because she reminds me of me dancing around my
That's my not what you said
room.
To me. That's not what you said to me. Tell the people what you said to me.
No, I just, she's back at it, which is awesome.
Back looking at her best,
she
you reckon?
She pointed out that she hasn't danced in 6 months. So she was at full throttle at this point dancing, right? And then, now we're not going to play you just the bit I'm going to play you a bit of us when earlier today I showed you, and I'd never seen this yet, the video of Britney breaking her ankle while dancing.
No, I'm so scared.
What did it happen?
So if you go on our Insta, you'll see Britney dancing.
That was clearly
and at
two
the end
women
of it,
screaming,
then,
and I mustn't have been there.
She's in bare feet, and she falls over and snaps her ankle. Sounds like a whip. Stop it. Don't play that again.
No, I'm out.
Anyway,
my headphones are
off, mate. I don't know what's happening, but everybody's falling over. It's a voodoo that's been put on all those.
Are you doing the phones?
Women.
Oh.
Are you doing the phones?
I can't really do the phones.
Why not?
Because you created what we wanted to talk about here, and it's weird for me to do that.
Oh, solicit. Because you're in it. Are you a pretty clumsy woman? Like a pretty woman, but also a clumsy woman. Are you pretty clumsy? Are you a pretty clumsy woman? I was just going to say clumsy, but then Bickers goes, we're all pretty. We're all pretty women, though.
I didn't. 13, 10, 60. Yes.
Are you a stunning clumsy woman?
And you just stack it all the time. Where'd you stack it?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Bickmore.
Carrie and Bickmore.
God, that's when you know. That's when you know I've really been bumped, isn't it? When it's no longer Carrie and Tommy, it's Carrie and Bickmore. Great.
And I just do role play of both people. You're fascinating, Carrie.
Do go on. Thanks, Bickmore.
We're talking about stacks. Oprah was in the middle of talking about balance and living a balanced life, and she took a tumble.
She ate it, and it made us laugh so much. Oh, gosh.
Madonna didn't have quite so comical a fall. She really hurt herself on a chair.
That wasn't as funny, because we all thought, geez, at her age, that could kill her.
We didn't all think that's what you thought. Did. I love that, Madonna. I will still be going at that age. I don't know what I'll be doing on a chair, but I'll still be going.
I also think Madonna's a singer. What do you mean? You'll still be singing?
I like that she's doing her thing into her 60s.
Yeah, but, mate, you do journalism at a desk.
Yeah, Carrie and Bickmore will still be a radio show when I'm 60. Britney snapped her ankle, took a tumble. We're not going to play that again because it hurts too much. Speaking of Britney, we have a Britney on the line. Britney, are you a pretty clumsy woman?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
I did pretty much the same thing as Britney Spears. Now, I've rolled my ankle just walking off the back deck.
It's a real age when a step undoes you, isn't it?
Yes.
Just down a
absolutely.
Step.
Absolutely.
And how bad was it?
I broke my ankle in two places.
Did it snap like Britney's?
Not quite that bad, but it made a similar sound.
Don't you dare.
Just in case you were wondering for anyone listening what that sound is, play it. It sounds like a whip. It's a lot.
I take my headphones off when I hear that.
That was, pretty spot on with the noise. My sister heard it from the clothesline when she was doing the washing. The irony
all the way from
is
the
that
deck
I was,
to the clothesline, Britt.
No, that was a good 20 metres away.
All right, thanks, Brittany. Look at Hannah's called up. People haven't fallen over, but she said her friend copped two boom gates falling on her head in 6 months.
That's real good.
Antonella.
How do you walk in the way of boom gates that many times?
Are you a pretty clumsy woman?
I was. I was having my nails done and I'd been sitting for about 40 minutes and I got up, had heels on, and I took one step and realised my foot had gone to sleep. So I rolled it once and I decided I was too embarrassed to stop, so I'd take another step and the next one was the one. And so I was on the floor.
Oh, how bad, Antonella? What was the damage?
It was bad. Well, I ended up with torn ligaments and took some bone off in really passing out.
Oh, to save face.
But how did the nails look?
Look, my fingernails were great. And I'll tell you, the girls in the shop at that day that couldn't speak English were laughing. They just thought it was funny, but it did a lot of damage. And, I'm still recovering.
So you're more the Madonna out of that group.
Have you ever been hit by a boom gate, Antonella?
No, but I think they thought I was drunk, maybe. I don't know. That's what it would have looked like.
Antonella, good on you. Thank you.
So bad when your foot goes to sleep.
I know what she means by
once she rolled, it's just like, I've got this.
Yeah, I know. Somehow, in the next 2 seconds, it'll come away.
Amanda, are you a pretty clumsy woman?
Just a little bit.
What happened?
I had like baggy pyjama pants on, long baggy pyjama pants, and I was walking up the hallway and my big toe got caught in the bottom of my other leg pyjama pants. As I stepped down, my toe was bent and it split my toe open, an open break, and there was so much blood. The crack that I heard was insane. Oh, no. My partner was probably about 30 metres away, and he said it sounded like it happened right next to him. It was, like, insane. Yeah, I ended up having to get stitches and then had to get a metal rod in my big toe.
I think we've got it cracking here.
Oh, no. No.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
It is a really ripping day to be alive, isn't it, Bigmore?
It's always a good day to be alive.
Mm, you were very late to our meeting today.
And, I told you why.
Yes, I know.
I was at a meeting.
Oh, don't do it again, mate. Don't make us feel bad again.
No, because you were
okay, anyway,
making
so
me sound unprofessional.
No, it doesn't matter. Anyway, yep, sure, good stuff. Good. I know, don't ruin fun again.
I'm not ruining fun.
Well, you really are.
I'm not ruining fun.
You're doing great work. We've said that constantly.
No,
good
I'm
stuff.
Not asking that. I'm just saying if you're still going to shame me for being late, you need to give the facts. I wasn't just having my nails done.
What about all the other days when you're late?
Well, I'm having my nails done, catching up on Netflix. But today I was doing some good stuff.
But anyway, you rushed in late and you said something to me. You apologised for being so late.
Yeah,
I
felt very bad.
And so you said something to me. You said, you know, you can do, guys, do whatever you, I'm sorry for being late, do whatever you want. And so I thought, oh, well, I guess this is a chance to mess with Bickmore and pitch her one of the most ludicrous ideas. Enjoy.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
It's okay.
You look stunning.
Sorry. How are you?
Are you ready for the idea?
Yep. I'll do anything today. You just put up on the board.
Oh, my gosh. What a great opening line.
Oh, I need to know, don't I?
Should we surprise with it?
Oh, I just think coming in and saying I'll do anything
great.
Tommy's dangerous.
So,
am I going to regret this, Sutton?
So,
I don't know.
So,
I
got sent a science article that revealed that there are maybe taste receptors in men's testicles now. And so it's led to a spate of people putting their nuts in stuff, trying to taste them. So I thought we could do... It's called What's Tommy's Testicles Tasting? And then on air, you blindfold me again and bring me different things one by one and I have to guess...
I completely take back everything I said when I entered this room. You can't do What's Tommy's Testicles Tasting.
Why not?
Because we can't.
You're not going to see it. I'll do it. We can have a little curtain thing around here.
Yeah. I can't.
Sheet, Marshy.
Yeah.
Oh, we could even get a sheet and like put a little hole in it so it's
you know
up to
this
here.
Show isn't just a vehicle for doing the things that you and Johnny should be doing at 11 o'clock on Saturday night.
I don't think it's...
Why don't you go try it with Johnny?
Oh, I'll talk.
And
hang
if
on.
It, no, not now.
I'll
and if
get
it works,
butter.
No.
Wait. Now this was the bit I was really interested in because obviously
I'm so annoyed that already then I didn't realise that
you
were joking. I'm really annoyed.
Well, I ran to the kitchen to get a few different things so we could do a testing to see if the game would work on air.
I imagined you going to get the jar of peanut butter.
I did, but I waited a little while in the kitchen because I thought, I want to see what
and
bit
that's
more.
That's the bit where I went, I'm going to be honest and say to Sondra, there's no way we can do this.
I'm very interested to hear what
that's
you
what
had
said.
To say while we recorded it so did the people you? Can hear it now.
Oh, dear God. I'm so sorry, everybody. Why did I say that?
It is funny, but I think it might, even if we don't say testicles, maybe.
You can't. It's so lowbrow.
Good on Kate. Good on Kate. Good on Caitlin.
That show is so highbrow.
But good on Caitlin, our gorgeous producer, going, I would listen to that. Getting my back. Thank you, Caitlin.
To be fair, of all the team members that would be into that, it would be Caitlin.
It's so...
The Queenslander.
I did return with a variety of spreads.
Condiments.
Yeah, and
this is where I thought you'd lost your mind. And then I was worried I was going to have to get HR because you started...
I wanted to see how far I could take it in the testing process. You're going to find out how that went next.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Vickers was late to the team meeting today and then she walked in and stupidly said
the dumbest thing I've ever said.
She said, sorry, I'm late. And I said, I've got an idea. And you said, it can be anything. Because I'm late, pitch me anything.
Because normally I'm quite picky about what we do. Because our show is incredibly highbrow.
Little thing in my brain went off and I went, okay, then I'll pitch you anything and see how you react to this.
You pranked me.
And I pitched you an idea of what's Tommy's testicles tasting because there was an article that there was taste receptors in nuts.
What I've worked out is this is just by doing what we're doing now and playing back the funny stuff from what happened in the meeting is just your way of getting this segment on air.
No, it's not true.
And it's a terrible idea.
And so I pitched the idea and then I ran to the kitchen to get different condiments and dips and stuff that we could taste with, and you were outraged when I ran out there and dismayed that to the team. But then, of course, I got back and I had
the condiments.
Yes.
And I couldn't believe what I was seeing when you turned to face the wall.
Well, this is how it played out.
Okay.
So, I don't know if we can say testicles for a start. And if we can't, does that stop it from being funny?
What about we just allude to... What about we just call it what's Tommy tasting and then... but I keep talking the whole time and you're like, how are you tasting stuff? And then we reveal at the end.
Teabag taste test.
The teabag taste test is great. It's great.
Oh, my God.
So what about... What,
I think, I'm really... What are you doing with that jar of peanut butter?
So I thought... It would
dipping his in it. No, he's not.
Come on, mate.
I was about to have it on my crack.
Don.
We've got 7 minutes. Is this 4 minutes now? Is this a good use
because
of our time?
Because maybe it won't work. So what about, we've got two here. What about if I shut my eyes and get my nuts out? What about if you, I'll put them in one and I have to guess which one it is?
Close your eyes and I'm going to let you dip your finger in and then put it on your nuts.
Yeah, rub it on.
No, don't, I'll just get my nuts out.
You can smell it. You'll be able to smell it, which is weird.
But he won't know which is.
This is ridiculous.
I'm not going anywhere near those. Hang on.
Are you getting the nuts? What's happening?
You shut your eyes.
No.
You dip your finger in.
Stop it. Stop this. This is just insane. This is insane. What's happening? This is too much. I wish I was later and I didn't have to be here for this.
We thought if we surprised you with it live on air, you might not like it.
No, I wouldn't have.
Why?
This is very good judgment.
People will be into it. Yeah, oh my God, it's listenability.
Like, I would. I'd listen to your nuts.
I'm not nuts about
you need...
Carrie, we're f***ing with you. We're not doing that.
Once again, a big thanks to Kate, who said the phrase, I'd listen to your nuts.
Honestly, and now you've just aired all of that. So you've just done everything you wanted to do, really.
It's genius.
And I'm just glad that you could hear loud and clear that I was the voice of opposition.
I think you kind of thought for a second it might be an idea that could work.
I didn't.
Was it not a split second that you thought this is good cut through radio?
No, it's a very visual thing.
It's very visual.
It's not good radio on lots of fronts.
13, 10, 60.
What are we doing calls on now?
Do you want to hear that segment? No, we're not. I thought maybe there is segments that people have been listening to our show and they thought, oh, I've got a segment idea for them, such as what's Tommy tasting? Give us a call, 13 10 60. Have you ever listened to a show and thought, oh, Carrie was late to the meeting, that means I can pitch these guys an idea. Have you got an idea for a segment for our show and you've only told it to your mates? Now you can tell it directly to us. Give us a call, 13 10 60.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We were talking about a fake idea which I pitched to you because you were late to the meeting.
We don't need to go over it anyway. It was an idea we couldn't put to air, but it made us think, what are some of the ideas perhaps that we haven't put to air yet that our listeners have thought of?
Yes, Susie, what do you reckon, Suze?
Tommy, you so should have done that on air, man. I have had the most boring 24 hours of my life.
Yeah.
And I'm in the car on my way to my friend's house and this segment comes on and I'm in stitches. Okay. You should have done it.
Susie, what we'll do is we'll get your number and for anyone who wants to be involved, we'll do an offline show, like the dark web of radio.
I mean, that's not weird.
Pirate radio.
Where are you off to today? I'm just going to... Tommy's session of what's Tommy's...
Tommy's dipping his nuts and stuff and we'll see if we can guess what it is. Good on you, Suze. Thank you. Let's go to Alison. G'day, Alison.
Hey, how you doing?
Living the dream. Have you got a segment idea that you've always thought, oh, God, I wish someone would do this?
Certainly do.
Yeah, tell us.
You should get an artist to come in, like, I don't know, however many times, play a mashup of their songs, and you guys have to guess the funniest reason why they've mashed those songs together. And the funniest answer wins the prize.
Alison, this is
not
good.
I understand.
Because, Alison, you're combining the thing that I hate most about Same Same But Backwards, which is when there's a theme, but are you saying the theme should be the thing that combines the mash?
Exactly.
So it might be, say, they both had affairs or something like that, and so that those two artists are together.
Oh.
Alison, that's really good. Have you thought have you thought about a name for it?
Oh. No. But that could be your first segment, is coming up with a name for it, and the funniest name wins.
Yeah, I really like it. I think it's good, Alison. Thank you for getting involved. That's fantastic. If you do hear this on this show...
No, it was Alison's idea. We'll credit Alison.
I was going to say, can we quickly delete Alison's call and I'll pretend to come up with that in a few weeks.
Martin's got a suggestion about Same Same But Backwards. Martin, what's your thoughts?
I reckon along the lines from the old Sailor's Century days of Who Am I? Yes.
Who am I?
And
that's
Have a points challenge like you do with Same Same But Backwards.
Yes.
You can do famous Australians or singers or...
We could call it Guess Who. And we could put the name on people's heads. We could even syndicate it and sell it as a board game.
Should we have a go now?
Okay.
I'm thinking of someone now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Who am I?
Have you got your nuts in a jar of Vegemite?
Oh, stop.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it all thanks to HelloFresh, deliciously simple.
So deliciously fresh.
Yeah.
So quick.
Yeah, some of the meals, 15 minutes, bang, in your mouth.
Less prep, less mess, less stress.
And tastes
it's what you
good.
Want at the end of a busy day at work.
Isn't it? Less stress.
Mm.
Yes, it's exactly what we need.
You know what? I found a way to de-stress my bits too.
Have you been sunning them again?
No.
Have you been sunning your perineum?
Up next, bits with the help of one of our team members.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. All hail Mac Horton.
Yeah.
Our mate, your mate.
Yep.
BFF, he has proven to be a true hero. He was right by not standing next to Sun Yang after the... World Championships last year.
And he was heavily criticised, received the odd death threat.
Which he, I think, has since received again since this verdict has come down. But Sun Yang has been handed an 8-year ban for a dope test violation.
I mean, he smashed up his sample with a hammer. That's what he did.
Dope test
what he did? He smashed his blood sample with a hammer and then tried to sue the guy who took the sample.
But he's now appealing, saying this is unfair. I firmly believe in my innocence. I will definitely appeal to let more people know the truth.
You know what's so great about Mac? So there are a lot of people, there's obviously a lot of ramifications for results now that he should be stripped of medals.
Because he's kept his medals.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But Mac is so great. He's like, I don't really care. The past is then. I'm just looking forward to him going forward and winning gold at the Olympics.
Woo!
Horton, get behind him. What a legend.
And if we can hurry up and beat an Olympian, then we'll be at the Olympics and we can see him win.
Oh, God, get Sun on the phone. Let's race him in the pool. Can we beat Sun Yang? Get him on the phone. He'll be furious. Might throw him off his game.
So Oscar
Imagine
winner
if
Tom
I
Hanks.
Beat him. That'd really bottom out his career. God.
As long as it was 50 metres, you could take him.
No,
25. That's it. What's your maximum?
No, 50. 50. Mate, you just halved my ability in the
pool. As long as you've got your asthma puffer and you can do 50 metres, you'll be right. Tom Hanks has proven why, again, he's one of the nicest guy in Hollywood. So he's in town at the moment. He's on the Gold Coast. They're filming. Now, I never know if it's biopic or biopic. I think it's biopic.
I don't know either.
They're filming an Elvis biopic that's been done by Baz Luhrmann, and he's on the Goldie at the moment. But he's so lovely. So he goes out walking every morning along the beach, and he stops and has selfies with people. And a couple of people have posted the picture saying they clocked him early. They walked ahead.
You've made it sound like he asks the people for selfies.
He did. He has. Wait.
Does he?
He has. He said these guys saw him in a group being asked for photos, so they ran ahead and thought, we'll get him when he's alone further on. And he said he yelled out to them. And he said, you got me, boys. You got me here. Let's come over. Let's have a photo. And he got them to come over and he gave them a selfie. So he did, in fact, see that they wanted one, brought them over and gave them one.
That is so despo. It's the Husey of Hollywood.
Mate, if you're Tom Hanks, whatever you want to do.
Do whatever you want.
Do what you want to do. Anyway,
so
if you see Tom
you're
on
Woody.
The Goldie, go up, say hi. He loves Australia. I've added that bit in, but I reckon he loves Australia. He loves our beaches.
He's mad for it. Not a drug cheat, as far as we know.
No.
Never smashed up a vial.
There's no way he's a drug cheat.
No.
And finally, my last little bit is brought to you by Belle today, our producer, who's very excited about this.
I've noticed a fair bit of outsourcing of bits. You've been slacking off, have you?
I don't have the energy to get my head around this story, but Belle says it's important to bring to the people.
Oh, God, this will be so just... What is it? Is it Kardashian?
Yes!
Is it Jersey Shore? Okay, great.
Perfect. Well done.
Great.
So,
thank you.
Now that I've got you, it looks like Kylie Jenner is back with her baby daddy. So they broke up last year.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like, that one?
Yeah.
That's your help, Belle. You know how to do that noise.
There you go.
Yeah.
Give it to us one more time, Belle.
That's
good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah.
Why do you think this? Because you've got a theory.
Yes. Yeah, so over the weekend, she posted a series of Insta stories, and they were like throwback photos of her and Travis, him sort of whispering in her ear, and the caption was, "It's a mood." So I think it's like getting back together mood.
Oh my God, is that the mood?
Yeah.
Getting back together. Do you think maybe he's whispering in her ear? Brr, brr, brr.
But I also have some audio.
Oh, you're going to bring some audio.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't even have audio on my bits before.
No, I told you, mate. You've given up.
Yeah, Kris Jenner, her mum, her manager, was on Ellen, and this is what she had to say.
My next grandchild will come from
Kylie.
Because Kylie, they're back together, right?
I don't know if they're back together. They're just great co-parenters.
Yeah, they're together a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
I mean, I don't know if they're back together, but then saying...
They're just co-parenters.
She put up those Insta stories, so I think she was, like, furthering that.
I know, but even though she says, I don't know if they're back together, but they might have a child together, that's pretty...
They're just good at co-parenting.
That's co-parenting the hell out of each other. Hey, we're so good at this. Let's do it again.
Anyway, that was Belle's Bits. You can do it every day, Belle. I like when you do it.
Did you have
less work for me.
Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Our good mates Husey and Ed are in the studio.
Let's clap the
Matador.
Yes.
24 he got, if you don't know. Dancing with the Stars, got the highest score.
Not a great score.
It's better than I have been getting.
No.
Buenos dias.
Mate, you got 8 out of 10s from the 3 judges.
Yeah.
That's great stuff. Did it feel good?
Look, I'd be lying if I said it didn't. It did. What's happened is I've caught the dance bug.
No, mate, you had it
from
day
one. Things that normally didn't matter to me now really matter. Do you know what I mean?
When the curry's off, it really
It does. It kills
you.
Me. If I miss my count, I'm really angry about it. I'm like, what have I become?
Well, that's the problem, though. There's an anger level in his dance, which we may have to address today. We're attempting
don't
to
don't take me down.
We're attempting to get one of the judges on.
I've had one good night, and you have to try and not take me down,
mate. Because
did
what
you say you're attempting to get one of the judges on?
Yes,
when you've got someone on Dancing with the Stars, and you can't get one of the judges. I think you would need to,
mate. They are inundated with you. Don't know how many between.
What do you mean? Between us and Tristan, just ask him.
He's a good guy, Tristan.
He's a great guy. Very funny.
He's lovely.
God, I love his accent.
He used to work on, he was a producer on Mrs. Brown's.
So hot.
Hey, shut up. He's hot.
So
do you know
hot.
He was, all right, he's pretty hot.
Super hot.
Carrie.
When he says, the way he says tings. Carrie, the way he says tings.
Tings.
Tings are good.
Tings.
Tings are good.
No, I want to hear what, not.
Thank you so much.
Tings doesn't impress me.
He was a producer on Mrs. Brown's Boys. The wildly popular
You know what, if he was a. If
I didn't
was a
really
producer,
like that show.
I know, but it's interesting.
A lot of people did. Harry. A lot of people did.
I mean, millions liked
I met the guy. I met Mrs. Brown.
We had him on the project.
I was on the same night that he was on.
So you were both there then. So you were both
in the green room together.
And so Tristan was a producer on that show.
Yes.
So if he was a producer, maybe you should use him to try and get you one of the judges from Dance with the Stars to come on your show.
I think it's good that you've peaked now.
Oh, he's peaked.
I think you were disappointed that you haven't had those high scores early on.
Of
but
course.
I'm saying the way reality TV works is you couldn't go out hard from the gates. Yeah, you got to pace yourself.
Look, I'm gonna be the one to say it was a bit high. Be honest.
Oh,
it was a bit high.
What are you talking?
You reckon they were generous?
Yeah, I was watching with my children. We said, "What's this going to get?" And the highest we came up was 21. That was
I got 24.
Yeah, I know.
Mm.
Well, that's why you're not a judge.
Good to see the friendship is still alive
that's
and well.
That's unbelievable.
And you might hear one of those judges later on YouTube, so stick around.
Thank you.
Can you DM them for us, please?
Now that the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast is done for another day, time to think about dinner. Let HelloFresh take the stress out of dinner time tonight, tomorrow, and the next. With everything you need for easy and delicious dinners delivered to your door. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.